brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alan Watt and Mike Rivero are coming up, and open phones and all the most important news of the day, financial, military, you name it, in these incredibly interesting times. Can't believe I'm a radio and TV host in such just incredible times. Listen, Ted Anderson for the last 2 weeks has been offering gold at the price he bought it at, a huge buy at $740, priced into the market. Yesterday, he did his final offer with the last coins he had at that price when it was $100 above that, passing on those savings. Earlier in the week, he made another buy at $770. And it's now up at $880. So that is still over $100. Now, everywhere else, if you can find gold and silver, they've got 10, 20, 30, 40, 50% premiums on it. There is no premium. This is literally at spot, ladies and gentlemen, which you can't find anywhere. Okay, this is an insane deal, and you cannot trust the bankers. You cannot trust paper gold. You can't trust any of it. It's all been infected by derivatives and the private Federal Reserve worldwide running derivative scams. Ted, tell folks about the coins and the prices.
Well, again, British sovereigns, 252. Francs, currently right now, 203. The walking liberties, Alex, $8.40. Per roll of 20, it comes to 168. The last time I had gold run up to this level and the silver run up to the level that it's at, these were at about 205, 210. You know, I can't say it enough. There's not enough supply to go around. You need to be getting into gold and silver now. If you haven't done it by the time by this time next year, the inflation that's going to be coming and the destruction of the economy, the United States losing world status as the reserve currency.
Yeah, let me explain that. That was the only question I didn't get to with Ron Paul when he was on with us for 20 minutes at the first of the hour, of the last hour, is the fact that the Federal Reserve is destroying the dollar, buying up the world with the last remnants of it as they devalue it, and then openly announcing in the New York Times they are going to openly take over the governments of the West, and that the private banks will now issue the new T-bills. By cutting the interest rates to zero, they've never been that low, that further kills U.S. bonds, U.S. debt issuance to the world, and that's why people are now fleeing the dollar again, and so then they're going to basically implode the U.S. and then again make the private banks the new governmental structures and make you pay taxes to them. New York State is passing 88 new taxes to squeeze the public. Other states are doing this. We are going into a hellish situation. All these top trends forecasters, the Prime Minister of Canada, are saying depression, martial law, the Army's announcing they're training to engage the American people. All I can tell you is, if feels really good to be able to get on air and offer gold to people at $100 under what the market is right now. Folks, I wish some of you were educated out there, because some of you I don't think are, about how good a deal this is. Because Ted, all the other dealers buy gold when it's low, and then when it's high, they sell it at that price, and they can sell it all day long. Ted sells it from the lower position, which annihilates his competition. Most of his competition can't even get gold and silver right now because they haven't been around that long. Ted's been around 30 years, so he has contacts nobody else has. I mean, companies that have been around 10 years, 12 years, 15 years are sold out or can only sell you one coin at a huge premium. Ted, again, tell folks the coins you've got quickly.
Well, the franc is a 1/5 of an ounce of gold. It's 203. We have the British sovereign. That's a quarter ounce coin. It's 252. And really, the best buy that I have out here, hands down, is the Walking Liberty. That coin right now at $8.40 has seen silver go from $9.40 now to $11.50.
And by the way, the francs you've got are uncirculated, which is normally a premium. No premium on that. 800-686-2237. The brokers will be there till midnight, and then this deal is going to be gone. I mean, was that position big that you got last week?
Pretty substantial, Alex.
Okay. But you're only offering this until midnight tonight?
Well, I can offer it till midnight tonight because I'm getting orders. I mean, a lot of people are wanting it. And so
800-686-2237. You missed out on yesterday. Don't miss out now. 800-686-2237. Be right back.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The new world order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the new world order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be going live for 2 hours today at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we'll also post those video archives for the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Let me just finish up with what I was saying about the economy. Then we're going to Mike Rivera for the rest of the hour and your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. I have been studying the New World Order for 15 years. I have interviewed, again, world experts on finance, trends forecasters, intelligence officers, former CIA section chiefs, you name it. It is a fact that they are going to implode the world economy to a much greater extent than we've already seen. It is a fact that no major investment in any brokerage firm, in any stocks or bonds, is completely safe. It is a fact that your annuities are not protected. It is a fact that they have already devalued your 401ks on average more than 50%, some cases 70%. It is a fact that they are raiding the pension funds. It is a fact that $4-plus trillion, was $2 trillion, on September 10th, 2001, the AP reported, it was several trillion. And that number is from 2006, the last time I saw a Armed Services Committee hearing where the military admitted $4 trillion has been stolen and missing, and Rumsfeld and Myers at the time wouldn't say where it went. Don't end up like the people that invested now over $100 billion, it's growing every day, with Madoff, who was the former head of the New York, of the NASDAQ in New York, the second largest stock exchange in the world. Again, it's now come out in the news, and we have these stories up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I intend to get into them later. They're here in my stack. that he was tied in with brokerage firms and banks, and they were part of the whole thing. The SEC was part of it and covered it up. That's now in the Wall Street Journal. This was done by design. That's the type of characters. They're all a bunch of Madoffs up there. They control the Western intelligence agencies. They've intended to make this heist for decades. The IMF and World Bank documents show that. They're now doing it, and I believe it's even gotten out of their control. I mean, this, which is even more dangerous. So when I tell you that Ted Anderson bought gold right now at $107 under what gold is selling for, when he made the buys, it was when gold was $100+ under what it is now. So his tiny 4% markup, literally just to take the orders, is done as a loss leader. To position himself in the market as a major force, which is happening. So again, he is annihilating the competition. Research the gold and silver deals he just offered for yourself, but do it quickly, because yesterday he was offering gold at 740 when it was 845, over $100 up. Now it's at 880 again, and it's only gone up to a 770 buy. So it's over $100 under what the market is. As dangerous as this economy is and as this system is, you are insane not to physically hold some gold and silver, and you are insane not to take the deal that Ted was just offering. So last time I'm plugging it today, I don't normally spend 10 minutes on this, but it's so important, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, because, again, Ted's smart and buys when it's low, and then he still gives you that price later. I believe it's only going to go up and up and up, and that's what I've got, just scores of articles in front of me. Just go to CNBC, go to CNN, you know, go to the gold sites like Kitco and read what the big guys are saying, $1,500, $2,000 gold an ounce in the next year. I don't know if that's going to happen. I just know that Madoff and his criminal crew can't get a hold of the gold and silver you physically hold. So 800-686-2237. I have got a lot to talk about with Mike Rivero, and he normally has a monthly visit with us, the first Tuesday of the month, and we screwed up and didn't have him on that day, so I apologize. We've been moving studios and things and have been a bit distracted, but we're now here in our new operations center, and it's great to have the editor-in-chief over at whatreallyhappened.com, also a talk show host weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Right here on the GCN Radio Network. It's always great to have Mike Rivero on with us with so much happening. Mike, out of the gates, the worsening financial implosion, open talk of military on the streets. The Army now officially says in the Army War College they are preparing to make war with the American people. I mean, this is, even for me, it's hard to believe they're actually admitting it, which tells me the fact that they're emerging and uncloaking themselves, they're having to do that because they really think that they're going to do it. Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, absolutely. I'd agree with that. I mean, they're looking right now at what's happening over in Greece and Spain and Denmark and Italy and France and Iceland and Thailand, and they're realizing we've hit that flashpoint where the people of the world are realizing that it's all this globalism and the global economy and all the rest of this nonsense that has created this incredible crisis that we're all suffering through right now. They're seeing the situations like Madoff and realizing that, you know, they don't deserve these depths of poverty into which they're being driven, that the situation is being created for them. I mean, we've got the American people who are looking at the U.S. government giving tax credits to corporations to ship high-paying jobs to other countries just at a moment when the debt crisis really became out of control. And so people are waking up and they're saying, I'm not going to blame myself for all of this trouble I'm in and the job I'm losing and the house I'm losing. It's not my fault. It's the government's fault. People are getting angry, which is a normal, healthy reaction to the situation. They're learning how to hate again. They're realizing it's okay to feel hate toward people and institutions that do hateful things. And the U.S. government realizes they have pushed us to the point of an outright open rebellion. And I don't like violence, and I don't like any of that bloody messy stuff, but it just seems like we're right on the edge. And it's
and they know, and they knew that when they engineered this, the people would rebel. That's why they've geared up and quietly gotten rid of Posse Comitatus and have Marines out running checkpoints against the American people. That's in mainstream news. Clearly, they engineered and set all this up and knew that people would rebel, but I'm seeing real concern in their actions. I think they're starting to realize that they're not invincible and that they're up there in their ivory towers, megalomaniacs on power trips, thinking they're invincible, like Hitler going into Russia and North Africa, and I think they're starting to realize that their New World Order is dead on arrival. I want you to comment on that. And then, B, did you see last week the Financial Times of London and other publications in a concerted effort with headlines like, and now for world government, admitting that there's a world government, admitting they've covertly set it up, it's all in the story, and admitting, the editor of that paper, by the way, Mr. Wolfs of Bilderberg, and admitting that it's tyrannical and undemocratic, but saying the lie comes in with, oh, but we didn't engineer this collapse. A world government oven by the bankers will save you. I mean, how incredible is it, Mike, to see them openly saying it's world government?
Well, to respond to the first part first, I'm in agreement with you that I think the U.S. government and the power players are realizing that they might not be able to control a revolution if it's large enough. I mean, look what just happened in Greece. They literally, the country has run out of tear gas, and still the protesters are coming. They grabbed a TV station the other day. They're getting their message out on the air. A lot of people are seeing the echoes of the old network. You know, I'm mad as heck, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
And this is a real revolution. This isn't some counter-coup color revolution. This is real organic rebellion.
It absolutely is. People are angry, and when the entire population is angry, the U.S. government lacks them. Even with the ray guns and the soldiers in the streets, they're not going to be able to put down a rebellion if it really spreads all across the country. And the bottom line is, a rebellion in the United States against the government doesn't have to win, doesn't have to prevail, doesn't have to march into Washington, D.C. It only has to survive long enough to convince every foreign investor to yank their money out of the U.S. because it's not going to be safe there, and that will bring the whole system crashing down. It's exactly the same strategy that Castro followed to take down Batista.
Now, the issue of world government.
Yeah, now to get back to the second comment there. You know, obviously the people who push for world government are going to take advantage of every crisis to push their agenda, just like the people who do the global warming thing. Where the temperature goes up, it's global warming. Temperature goes down, it's global warming, blah, blah, blah. But as far as these stories that we saw in the newspapers the other day, pushing for the global government, it's not going to work. It is an impossible sell because the people of the world, your audience, my audience, our readers, all those people who are protesting in Greece, they understand that it was globalism that got us here by tearing down the natural safety barriers that exist along national borders. And so these newspapers come along and say, well, let's do more of the same and hope for a different outcome. Everybody knows that's insane. That's the very definition of insanity, is continuing to do the same thing and expecting a different outcome. And everybody understands that globalism is designed to benefit the bankers and the industrialists and the corporations. It is not set up to benefit the people of the world, because it's removing all the safety barriers and safety devices and local control, because we've got this arrogant group of money people who think that the gods intended they should run it all. And whether it's, yeah, I mean, that's what Hitler wanted. Hitler wanted a globalist empire. Alexander the Great wanted a globalist empire. Guess what? It doesn't work. They both blew it.
Well, I agree, but you know, the question is, why are they now coming out and saying, yes, we've secretly set up a world government, yes, it's for your own good, and then actually saying in paper after paper, major, you know, marquee papers, Financial Times of London, Wall Street Journal, with headlines saying, we need a new world order, you want a new world order, we will save you, and telling us that tyranny, saying that democratic processes are the problem, no one's going to buy that. Everybody knows it was NAFTA and GATT. Everybody knows it was the quote, free trade deals in the European Union that did this. Everybody knows the bankers are a bunch of crooks. I mean, I can't believe they think they're going to get away with this.
Well, they're raising on a busted flush, and it may be because they're still a little bit out of touch with what's going on in the ordinary streets and factories and schoolyards and ordinary places of the world. I mean, some of these people who are planning these things, they are so isolated from the world, and they're surrounded by cadres of middle managers and yes men who really don't want to give them the bad news about how bad things are going out there. And so these decisions to run these ads and try and sell this position, these are being made in kind of a vacuum. They don't really see what the ordinary people of the world are thinking and seeing and feeling right now. And they're making these decisions based on kind of a fantasy wishful thinking that we are still dumbed down, that we are still going to accept whatever the TV networks give us or the newspapers give us as absolute truth. And that is not real anymore.
So, Mike, when we get back, let's talk about how you see this unfolding historically. What we're going to see in the next 2 months, 6 months, a year, 18 months, 2 years, 3 years, historically, how this will probably unfold and play out. I'll give my historical analysis and take on that. I spent a lot of time thinking about it, not enough time on air discussing it. Get your take as well, and then go through some of the other news. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free 866-768-7811 or go online at FuelSaverInc.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
Let's go back to Mike Rivero in this short segment. Your call's coming up the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. Going live with Alan Watt for 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv and T-minus 35 minutes, 15 seconds. Mike, How do you see this unfolding? I mean, we know the IMF and World Bank, the military, the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, the British Ministry of Defense, they've all put out reports saying that they openly work for foreign banks, openly saying that people aren't going to like what's going to happen. I've heard NPR for years bragging about how they're going to lower our standard of living for globalism and the environment and austerity, and Obama says he's getting us ready for that. So clearly, from all the evidence I've got, this is engineered, this world crisis they're bringing us into. And obviously with rioting on the streets, some of the public after a while are going to beg for police state to supposedly bring order. Then the IMF is going to blame the rioting on the depression that comes. They do that in third world countries, and that's in their 100-point plan of how they carry this out. How do we defeat this? Because some people want rioting. I don't want rioting because I know that after a few months of it, people will then basically beg the government to come in and pick up the pieces when it's the government and the private Ponzi scheme operators that orchestrated it. Mike Rivero.
Well, the bottom line with that is that all of these Ponzi scheme systems, and that includes the Federal Reserve itself, you really cannot survive if you continue to lower everybody's standard of living because, well, let's take a look at the United States right now. We have built up this huge debt overburden, both within the government, within consumer debt, within corporate debt. Now, everything is fine as long as the workers who are the bottom of that financial pyramid are able to keep making the same money they've been making so that they can service their debt, they can make their payments. If you start saying, for the sake of the New World Order and the environment and all the rest of it, we've got everybody to live like six in a room and take bicycles and have none of that stuff anymore, then a huge portion of commerce is going to collapse that supports that population. If you get the whole world living for or needing much less to get by, then the industries and economies that have built up around supporting the needs of that society, they're going to start falling apart, and that revenue stream is going to dry up. And I think this is an aspect of the New World Order that they're not really paying attention to. That we're seeing it just in the way they're handling the current U.S. economic crisis. They're operating as if they still believe that the American people still have huge amounts of money hidden in their mattresses or in their bedroom closets. That we've already got they're talking yet about taxes on drinks in a bar, taxes on downloaded music. The only solution the government seems to have for any problem is for a new tax. And what they don't understand is there's nothing out here left to tax. And when people are having to, they're losing their $80,000 a year job and they're having to take a $40,000 a year job, that means they've got less to tax.
Well, that's my next point. That was my next question, and that's why I love Rivero. I mean, he historically is right on target and, even adds a lot of key nuances that I don't think about. But the New York Daily News is reporting that they're on the verge of passing, not just in New York City, but statewide, 88 new taxes on all soft drinks, iPod tax, movie theater tax, sporting event tax. So that's internet tax there, by the way, over. And so that'll set the model and the precedent for the whole country. Taxi tax, bus tax, limo tax, cable tax, radio tax, clothing tax. On and on and on. 88 new taxes at the state level. They're talking about 50-plus taxes on top of that at the city level. It's like they're trying to squeeze us into open rebellion.
Well, they're just trying to squeeze us for all the money that they can get. And like I said, their attitude is there's always more out there. The people will come up with it. We just have to take it and give it to somebody else, which is all that government really does. But the problem is that the economy is already weak and taxes are increasing the load. And we're already at the point where the engine of the economy is stuttering and is ready to stall out and fail completely. And that is really where we are. And, if the government really wanted to save the economy, they could save the economy overnight by slashing federal taxes 50% across the board. Now, we'd have to give up certain things like killing Asian people or Middle Eastern people, but I, for one, am willing to make that sacrifice. But if you cut federal taxes 50% across the board, the economy would explode overnight, and everything would be fine, and we'd be off and running again. But the government won't do that one thing. What are they doing? They keep doing what they've been doing before and expecting it's going to change the outcome.
Because they want control, because they're control freaks, and they love taxes to then give it to their corporate buddies. Again, they tax you, take your money, put it in the pension funds, the city funds. They then invest it in the Ponzi schemes. Even the local employees don't even get the money. Only the bankers get it. It's all about social engineering and control. Mike Rivero, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipska,
host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Nobel Prize winners, you will hear this information. The information we're covering is the reality. We keep telling you the Federal Reserve is foreign, it's private, it was creating giant Ponzi schemes, derivatives. You go back to my show 10, 11 years ago when I'd have economists like George Humphreys on covering what was going to happen in the future. People said, oh, you're just gloom and doom. We said, no, when you've got hundreds and hundreds of times, fiat derivatives compared to all the real currency in the world, and they're taking the city, the county, the private pension funds, the stock market, the 401ks, and investing it. We saw, even 5-6 years ago, the elite started taking their money, their investments out, and putting it into hard assets, media, infrastructure, roads, power plants, you know, nuclear power companies, defense contractors, roads. They were getting out of the stock market. They were getting out of derivatives. They were getting out while they took your money. I mean, I made the film Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed, where only about 35% of the tax money you pay even goes to government services, whether you want them or not. The majority, 60+%, goes into the comprehensive financial system, which is the double set of books, which is the investments in Wall Street and the international banking cartel. So they certainly engineered this to consolidate, to vertically integrate wealth. But now we're going into a situation where we already have millions and millions of people that have lost their homes. Hundreds of thousands of people lose their homes every month. Millions and millions more are going to lose their homes or lose their jobs or have to be downsized or get two or three jobs if they can find them. Unemployment at all-time records. The dollar imploding. Hyperinflation now rising back up. And the people are going to riot. They're going to protest. They're going to demonstrate. The police are going to attack the peaceful crowds. They've been trained to do that by the feds. The public's going to get violent. And then that's the pretext to bring even more troops in. And the media will spin it that the people caused the depression. They're also saying that the auto industry is going to cause the depression, as if all of this happened because of them, or it all happened because of subprime mortgages, which after they got the banker takeover power, 8 weeks ago, you notice day one, they said, oh, now it's not subprime. We're just going to take the money secretly and not tell you where it went. Mike Rivero, I have to pinch myself, even knowing how arrogant and corrupt the elites are, to see them on the news saying, we're not going to tell you where the $8.5 trillion went. Now, people will say, wait a minute, it says $2 trillion. That's when Bloomberg sued 6 weeks ago, folks. It was $2 trillion that had been stolen then. Now it's $8.5, and that number's old. It's much more than that. So I mean, where is this going where the Congress has no power, the people have no power, and open criminal foreign banks that engineered the crisis are now in control of the executive, saying they're going to use the U.S. Army on us if we don't take the raping and like it, and then the people are all losing their houses and their jobs, and the police are out everywhere writing tickets in Austin, all over the country, and 88 new taxes, and just, I mean, my God, they are forcing a confrontation.
I agree. The pressure is definitely building towards a confrontation. I don't know that they necessarily want one, because I think they've reached the point of realizing they may not be able to control it, because they've only got so many military. And as again, go back to look at what's happening in Greece right now. They've run out of tear gas. The protesters are taking the TV stations. You know, they're using pocket lasers to blind the police troops, or dazzle them, not permanently blind them, but they're using lasers to get in their eyes. And they're winning, basically. Again, when you're talking about a popular uprising, victory doesn't depend on walking into the capital city and battering down the doors of the White House. You just have to survive long enough to make it obvious that the government is no longer in control of the territory. It's what we're seeing up in Afghanistan. The U.S. is standing there saying, yes, we're winning the war, and yet the Taliban is now in control of most of Afghanistan. They're running their own court system. They're running their own police forces. They've become the de facto civil administrators. Now, as far as what's going to be happening here in the U.S., I think we're headed for a major crash, engineered or not. I don't think anybody can control it or its aftermath. And worse, because of globalism, we could be looking at literally a repeat of the fall of the Roman Empire. Rome, toward its final days, they were doing bailouts of their collapsing financial systems and dumping the bill on the taxpayers. They were overextended across the globe with all these military adventures. They were in too deep in debt. And they paralyzed themselves with their own debt. And as they got overextended militarily, certain of their little possessions started to break away. We're seeing South America break away from U.S. influence. We're seeing Afghanistan may succeed in breaking away from U.S. influence. It's starting to happen. The global American empire is starting to fall. And we could see a whole new dark ages come out of it, by which it means that the ultra-rich and ultra-powerful have a real rough time of it. But the ordinary people, you know, will just get along doing what we've always been doing. We may revert even to kind of an agrarian society for a little while. And certainly with our technology, I don't think we're going to go back to the days of the witch burnings, no matter how much certain religious fundamentalists would like to see that happen. But I do think this globalist empire, at the point where it is seeing its own fruition, may in fact be self-destructive.
Well, Mike Rivero, here's my issue. Again, I know the IMF and World Bank have overthrown hundreds of third world countries with the exact same system of coming in, taking over the banking, creating Ponzi schemes, hyping up the economy, then cutting off liquidity, imploding the country by design to criminally consolidate the wealth and then set up a dictatorship in the name of quelling the rioting. Now, that's their official plan. That's in their own documents. They do it by design. They have other systems for bigger nations like shock therapy, as they call it, what they did with Russia, the total looting, imploding the economy down to nothing, and then handing the entire infrastructure over to seven oligarchs. Now, the globalists are outside any nation. And so they've used the United States as their vehicle, their engine, their war mock, their juggernaut to carry this out against the people of the planet. Now they're heaping all the blame for globalism against the United States. The United States falls as a superpower, but the globalists have now amassed all the wealth worldwide, and so juggling between all the nations, they have us pay the carbon taxes to them, they're saying it, they control the UN, the NATO military, the remnant of the U.S. military, which they admit will be their servant system. So they've stated that this was their plan. We can debate whether or not they're in control of it now, but they're more than happy to have riots. They're more than happy to have people starving. They're more than happy over and over again in history to do things like this. And so I think it's clear now that we need to go out and tell the public these people don't need to be in control of the crisis. They engineered it. They need to be arrested. We need to have that hue and cry that you know, this guy was the former head of NASDAQ. That entire group up there are just as guilty as Madoff. And it's come out that the brokerage firms and big banks, all of them, were working with Madoff and running this scam. So it's the same class of criminals. They all need to be clapped in irons right now.
Well, I agree with you on that, absolutely. What I'm saying, I mean, we're both in agreement. There's this huge plan going on to exploit the world for the benefit of a few. I'm less optimistic about their being able to succeed, and mostly it's because of radio shows like yours and mine and our various websites, because all of those times the IMF went out to these third world countries and pillaged them, it did so basically in the dark. The rest of the world, you know, the majority of the population was unaware this was going on. That's no longer true. That's why we're seeing riots in Greece and Denmark and Italy and Iceland. The world's people have woken up to this scam that is going on. They're realizing that the systems that they've been living under are not set up for their benefit, and they're beginning to get very, very angry. Now, I have an aspect about the Madoff case I'd like to point out to you. And that is, and this is really what makes this clear to people what's really going on here. If you go to like a flea market and you buy some tires for your car, and it turns out they're stolen, the police are going to come and get those tires back from you to give back to the rightful owner. That's the way it's always kind of worked. Even though you didn't know it was stolen, even though you weren't part of the crime, the stolen property is taken back and returned. Now, that $50 billion or $100 billion that Madoff has swindled from investors, it didn't disappear. It's not gone. It's in the hands of his earlier investors. So following the same pattern that the police would use with you and I, they should fix Madoff's swindle by going to the early, older investors who got the money and say, you got to give it back so we can give it to the later investors who got screwed over. But they're not doing that. What are they? They're going to let those people keep the money. Where are they going to make up the losses? A federal bailout. Who's going to pay for the federal bailout? You and I and the baker and the policeman and the cook and the carpenter. We're all going to get stuck with the bill again. And that, in a nutshell, proves that the system is set up to simply loot the people for the benefit of an elite few. We had the head of the IMF the other day coming out and saying, you know, we might not want to push them so hard for much longer, or it is going to blow up in our faces. He's predicting violence and civil war in many countries, including the United States.
Well, absolutely, but we go back to 8 weeks ago and they said, if you don't give us this unlimited power to take over your entire government and act in secret and steal any amount of money we want, then you will have a depression. That signaled the final destruction of confidence. The public still believe their masters. I mean, the global social engineers knew that was going to destroy confidence, just as they destroyed confidence by design in 29 to consolidate. So what we're dealing with is just absolute, complete madmen here.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. And part of it is, you know, along with self-serving agendas, there is a great deal of arrogance on display here. These people believe to the bottom of their heart that they cannot fail. Either the gods love them or they just think they're that much smarter than everybody else. And you know something? Every leader in history who fell made the same mistake, whether it was Louis XVI or Charles I or Ceausescu or Mussolini or Hitler. They all thought they were just perfect and they couldn't possibly fail, and they failed anyway. And I think that's what we're going to be seeing with the government of the United States.
Mike, I tell you what I see happening in all of this is I see more staged terror attacks. As a lot of the think tanks have said, people are wise to the fact that the Bush controllers were staging terror. And so what they're going to do now is that they have a new horse, Obama, a new front guy that the public hasn't gotten completely wise to yet, though they're starting to, and that they will stage terror attacks to get everybody to rally around the flag during the crisis so that we unify around fake environmentalism and the fake crisis and around fake terror, as the head of the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard N. Haass, said in reports back in 91 and then again last year. They said we will use fake environmentalism and fake terror as a unifying effect.
Well, I think the fake environmentalism is falling flat on its face because these storms that have hit across America and these record cold temperatures for the second year in a row, people are beginning to realize that the whole global warming cult, it really was just a huge scam to extract more money from us, to exert more control over our lives, to convince us to make do with less so the government could have more. And the people are fed up. They don't see why they should go on working their guts out for very long hours a day just to all give to a bunch of people who are so rich they can't even remember how many homes they own. And I think people are fed up and they're angry and they're saying there's no end to it. There is no amount of work we can do that will make
sure the people are mad. They're fed up, you know, hundreds of new taxes everywhere. But the establishment is signaling that they don't care. They are just going to continue. So this is like two freight trains on the same track going straight up against each other. Let's go to some phone calls. Kevin in Mass. You are on the air, Kevin.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
I've talked with you before. I was a guy over the summer mentioned to you that the Lisbon Treaty was being voted on in Ireland, and you jumped right on that. And I'm a connected dots guy like you. And I noticed I've been listening to you recently, and you're talking about federal military forces being used against the American people. Well, I'm going to share this with you. If you haven't, if you've seen this, and you don't want to hear it again, just go ahead and stop me. But I was reading 2005, the Navy Times, which is a counterpart of the Army Times, and it says, Navy will establish Navy Infantry Battalion. And I said, this makes absolutely no sense. The U.S. Marine Corps of 200,000 men is there. Why does the Navy need a force of about 800 men to be infantry? Now, put that away, 2005. I was doing some research over the summer.
Yeah, that's the C group. I did see that. That's what they say in the new NORTHCOM operation, that even the Coast Guard, every branch of the armed services will provide tens of thousands of troops. And, of course, that 800 was the seed group for domestic operations.
You got it.
And Iraq and Afghanistan and Serbia have been the training ground for these forces in kicking down doors, gun confiscations, running checkpoints to come back to the U.S. Now to acclimate the public, they're putting Marines and Army out at DWI checkpoints.
Okay, you got it, Alex. Let me read this. I downloaded an article. I was doing research. It comes from the Strategy Page, which is a British website. And it was an article titled, American Naval Infantry Go to War. The article was from 2007, 2 years after 2005. Let me read you paragraph 4. It's brief. The Navy officially established its, quote, Naval Expeditionary Combat Command, unquote, in 2005. The organization will eventually grow to contain 40,000 sailors, all of whom will be trained to work and fight on land. How do you like that? Now, the Marine Corps has like regular and reserve 12 infantry regiments. That's 36 battalions. Well, there's another 40 battalions right there because a battalion is about 800 to 1,000 men. That's 10% of naval manpower is going to be converted to infantry. Where are they going to be used? And that's a rhetorical question.
Absolutely. Do me a favor. I didn't see those two particular articles. I remember seeing other blurbs in the press as they prepared the entire four branches of the military for domestic operations. And again, we were right about it. Now it's public. Email those to Aaron at InfoWars.com. Email those to Paul Watson over at PrisonPlanet.com. You can see the email link there so we can get another report out on that subject as well. Thank you so much for the call. Mike Rivero comments on what Kevin and Mass was just saying.
Well, it is part of a pattern of acclimating the American people to military being present on the streets. It is a complete violation of posse comitatus. and goes all the way back to the Declaration of Independence and the complaints about King George of Britain keeping troops quartered with us, you know, to keep an eye on us. And again, it's part of the message that the government is sending. The government isn't worried about terrorists. They're worried about us. They're worried that the American people have really reached the point of just being totally fed up of working our entire lives away and seeing the fruits of that labor continually drawn off and sucked out of our lives and given to people who've really already got much more money than they could ever possibly spend in a single
Well, they're control freaks. It's the great game. I agree with you. What's going to happen, though, when cops, mothers and fathers and children and neighbors are losing their houses, when they know their country's been destroyed? I mean, are they just going to continue to happily gun down Americans in the riots or take people to FEMA camps? I mean, I don't see our police and military, especially because we've been out there for decades warning them beforehand, and so now they know the truth. I don't see them going along with this.
No, I think there's probably we're going to see foreign troops being brought in, which, of course, was Charles I's big mistake. And we're going to see foreign troops brought into the U.S. to quell disorder. It may be done under the aegis of the United Nations. But, yeah, if you go back to the combat arms survey that they did at 29 Palms some years back, the reality is most American soldiers will not fire on American citizens.
But they have sifted through the ranks for decades to find those cadres that will, and they're now in command. So that is the problem. Sure, 77%, 76% in all the studies won't shoot at Americans. Well, they just take that 25% and then create brigades of those thugs.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We know the private central banks of the world have staged this event to bring in world government, but if you really analyze it, they let in so many brokerage firms, so many other banks, they let so many other family members and cronies in, this super class, as Rothkopf calls it, setting up world government, the 6,000 people that make up these parasites, that they have infected everything with bad paper, and so that it threatens, as the Financial Times of London said a few years ago, to even consume them now. So this whole thing is out of control. We need the people to stand up and say no. The police and military, don't be with people like Madoff. I mean, that's who's the type of folks that are running all of this. Don't be part of this criminal group. Stand with the people, or it's only going to get worse for everybody. The elite are just destroying themselves. Let's go ahead and take a call from Richard in Texas. You're on the air with Mike Rivero. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex and Mike. Just to cover a few things that you guys were talking about before, about why they announced the New World Order, I kind of see it as a litmus. Like, they kind of just throw that out there to see what the reaction is, and it gives them a kind of something to either pull back or continue on with their plan.
Yes, a trial balloon.
Yes. I think one of the ways that we could work this out is to go local and avoid globally, like, purchasing things that are made in China and things like that, obviously.
Well, watch the police and the military doing this, you know, get toys from the citizens, give it to poor kids. The poor kids don't need toys. They need their Bill of Rights, their Constitution, a chance at a future, and not a bankrupt third world country. So, you know, Mike Rivero, your comments on that.
Yeah, absolutely. These toys are a trial balloon. They're trying to see if the frog has been boiled enough yet. And they're trying to, like, just lure us in. As you said earlier in the show, this is all about trying to sell us on the need for a global world government, even though it's globalism that has really brought us to the edge of disaster.
Absolutely. Anything else, Richard?
I just wanted to mention this special that I saw on PBS the other night on the 401k plan. It was actually last night, and the demise of the pension plan. They mentioned that under a pension plan, employers paid 89%. And employees paid 11%. Now under a 401k, it's 50-49, and employees paying 50%, or 51% rather, and employers paying 49%. So I think that's another thing to look at as far as the agenda that was created, I think, in 74, when all this took over. And now pension plan or 401ks, I mean, you're left with absolutely nothing. It's basically a base check that you get after your...
And to save it, they're saying that they are going to have the government take over even private pension funds and then tax it to administer it. So, absolutely great points. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Adam in Missouri. Go ahead, Adam. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
I guess okay.
I'd have to disagree with Rivero. I definitely think U.S. troops are going to fire on the population here, especially after a couple shots come their way.
Well, then the public's going to burn everything down, which is going to be a really bad situation.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be terrible, and that's why, you know...
They think we're wimps, but the American people have just been restrained, and once the genie's out of the bottle, it is going to be an inferno. Mike Rivero?
Well, yeah, I go back to what Admiral Yamamoto said about Americans following the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
I fear we have awoken a sleeping giant.
That's exactly right, because Americans are traditionally, they're very slow to anger, but once they're angry, it's impossible to stop them.
Well, I want everybody knowing the CPS that's kidnapped all these kids and Dying Corps in Halliburton with the white slavery rings, you may think you can move to Dubai with no extradition. We are going to come get you.
Absolutely.
Those of us that make it through this, go ahead, Adam, finish up.
Yes, you know, the war is coming, and I believe very strongly that we are going to win this fight, but the war isn't the hard part. It's the rebuilding afterwards that's going to be the difficult part. I'm wondering, do you think we have the leaders and just the intelligence power to pull this off so the same thing just doesn't happen again?
Well, that's the $64 million question. Many times these French revolutions get even worse than what we had previously.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.